Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Author Duncan Larcombe says Harry and Meghan's trip to New York was a huge two fingers up to the royal family. And for our American listeners, that's not a good thing. Larcombe told Closer magazine, their stepping out last week will no doubt be the first of many similar appearances and visits. Harry and Meghan are setting a precedent for their new line of work and what they have decided they will be. They essentially did a royal visit, like they used to in the UK, just on their own terms and in their own way. So it seems they have quit life in the UK to do exactly what they did here over in the States. Their visit to the memorial last week makes them the first two royals, if they can still be considered that, to pay their respects at the 20th anniversary of 9/11. There will no doubt be a lot of meetings at the palace and talks over how they are going to approach Harry and Meghan's plans. This visit was a huge two fingers up to the royal family and shows the royal feud is far from over. Former government minister Norman Baker criticized the trip for its use of private jets. It's completely hypocritical for Prince Harry or other members of the royal family to lecture people about climate change when they're emitting more carbon than almost everyone else on the planet. People using private jets are in the top 1% of carbon emitters in the world. Prince Harry needs to stop using private jets, or if he wants to use private jets, he needs to stop lecturing people on climate change. It's not particularly challenging to get a flight from New York to California. People do it all the time. We'll see what form of transport Harry takes when he returns to New York in November. Harry will be back on the East Coast for the Salute to Freedom Gala at the Intrepid Sea, Air and Space Museum on November 10th. The Salute to Freedom Gala pays tribute to those who have served in the U.S. forces, defending America with the awards honoring those who have demonstrated courage and perseverance in the face of great danger or personal struggle. Susan Marinoff-Zauser, president of the Intrepid Museum, said, "We are extremely proud to bestow the inaugural Intrepid Valor Awards to five incredible individuals who have gone above and beyond the call of duty and persevered through extraordinary circumstances. We are so grateful to Prince Harry, the Duke of Sussex, for honoring and amplifying the stories of these heroes and helping to raise awareness for mental health support for our men and women in uniform." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Forbes.com described what they call the Archwell Scramble. The Archwell Scramble is not about taking your time. It's about packing it all in and getting the hell out. It requires a lot of freshly pressed costume and multiple communications devices. Forbes focused on why Meghan and Harry need to be seen doing serious things. Harry is tanking in the polls in Britain. Not that that fact itself matters to the man or to his current endeavours, but the reason he's tanking is that the British have stopped believing what he says. The spike downwards for Harry is partly a result of the couple's flailing in all sorts of, admittedly admirable charitable directions at once, their engagement in mental health initiatives, pandemic relief, child welfare, among others, across a wide variety of platforms. In a word, there's a tremendous amount of wheel spinning required to get all these well-meant initiatives off the ground, as there would naturally be. But things are a bit helter-skelter. Yes, they have a fine Hollywood veteran team in place. Although many of these efforts are long-term, as contract after contract is announced, it doesn't read as if there's the necessary laser-like focus to make it all truly happen. At some point, you have to grind down to produce the actual work. Time will tell on that score. In the meantime, there's the growing impression in Britain that Harry's a dilettante, and worse, a bit of a traitor. If it had to be expressed as a thought, it would run something like this. He's insulted his granny and his pop and he's traded encouraging our veterans and inner-city kids for doing it over with the Yanks. The question is, what they will actually produce? It's a big question, getting bigger by the day, for them and for their now several heavily invested backers. In New York, correspondents assigned to the Harry beat were initially baffled that there was a mysteriously civilian, aka non-news camera team with the couple at all the junctures, lending credibility to the notion that Netflix would be taking its pound of flesh for its massive contract with the couple in the form of a day-in-the-life docu-product reality vehicle. Which is not to say, now that the Kardashians have abdicated, that the Harry and Meghan Markle show will become the next version of that benighted empire, although in ratings and in revenue stream terms, it would be easy to imagine that Netflix executives would want exactly that, or something very close to it. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle desperately need to provide a meaningful narrative to and for their doings. They've made some good businesses, or at least attracted considerable investment, by explaining themselves, and they will keep doing that, if a Netflix doc is any indication. but they need to become greater than whatever Netflix turns out as the Harry and Meghan Markle show, however many installments the thing gets. In the larger sense, there has to be meat to feed the maw. They can't just sit in Montecito and collect contracts. The story has to go somewhere. They have to perform. And it has to be a certain kind of performance, worthy, if you will, of royalty. And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite shows. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue, and good times.